Welcome back, everybody, to our encore presentation of episode 118, On the Wings of Love, Our Gen X Prom Memories. And there were a lot of prom memories, good, bad, and tragic.
Yes.
Yeah, this episode is really fun because it's the memories of the dresses and the songs and the stories.
And much simpler times, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Can I speak to that for just a minute?
Please.
Because, okay, I don't like to admit this, but yet here we are. Sometimes I will go down a TikTok rabbit hole, and I don't mean to. I'm not proud of it.
Never do.
It appears that there are two new big trends happening. I believe in this episode we're about to encore, we touch on the whole promposal, we didn't have that, and thank goodness, because God, the pressure the boys or the girls asking have to be under is tremendous. Promposals, we've covered that, and it's insane. These are two new things. One is, I guess, a thing now are these big prom breakfasts, brunches, where the girls get a group of maybe at minimum 24 other girls together.
Oh my God.
Assuming if you're a junior or senior girl, you probably maybe had a little bit of a hand in the ideas of how we're going to decorate for this breakfast or this brunch. I'm also betting, though, the moms have a lot to do with this. Mm-hmm. So you guys, the decor of these prom breakfast brunches, it's as if it's like a baby shower, bridal shower all at once. I'm talking balloon arches.
Oh my gosh.
Tables of food that look like it's been catered. Beautiful.
So most of them Michelle, I ask you, are these on the day of, like, the girls are going to be getting ready?
Yes, all going to get ready.
Okay,
yes.
So it's not the morning after, it's the day of all the girls.
It's the day of. And I don't know if they've all spent the night before at the person's house, because in most of them I see all the girls, the 18 to, 36 girls, are all wearing matching jammy sets. Matching pajamas.
Oh my God.
Usually there's a flower wall. And I'm not talking, this is not one video I've seen with a flower wall. This is multiple. This is at minimum 10 videos I've seen. A flower wall where quite obviously the mom or moms have gotten together and gone to like a florist and gotten buckets of flowers. So we have buckets of peonies and carnations and roses and filler, baby's breath and lilies. And then one of the activities at the brunch is that the girls all put together a bouquet. I'm going to come back to the bouquet in just a minute, because there's also activities. They all have like the little headbands that hold your hair back to put your makeup on. Maybe they all have matching ones of those, and they all have the same nail things they're doing. And the food is insane. And then there's always like a non-alcoholic mocktail mimosa bar with like little signs that have sparkling cider, but then they'll have set out like in ice buckets, cranberry juice and orange juice and apple juice. And I'm so exhausted.
Yeah, this has grown up written all over it. This is grown ups.
Yes.
Children can't come up with this stuff.
So the bouquet, you might be wondering, well, why a bouquet? And so that's going to bring me to the next TikTok viral trend I've seen. The first part of the video will start and they'll both be in like regular clothes. A lot of times the girls are in those same pajama matchy sets. So maybe the boys come over to the brunch and they film the first parts of this video I'm about to describe. So the girl's in the little matching pajamas, the boy's in like jeans or sweats, and the girl like might have her hair up, no makeup. And they do like a little dance, and maybe they'll do a little twirl, and the girl's holding that bouquet. Remember, I said it was going to come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she goes right towards the phone camera. And so all you see is this bouquet of flowers coming right at you. And it fills the whole screen. But when she pulls it away, they're completely dressed in their
ready
prom outfits.
Yeah,
and the hair's done, the dresses, the tux. And then they'll keep doing the spinny dance. Sometimes there aren't flowers involved. And they'll just do like a dip. And he'll dip the girl right in front of the camera. But when she comes back up, she's all dressed for prom, and they're both, they do that kind of editing where they can overlap it.
Can I just say, my son would have never been for that.
Oh,
if he was some
state,
he would have been like, I'll see you tonight. Like these guys, I can't, I mean, just wow.
Well, understand though that a lot of these guys, though, they understand the appeal of TikTok. And if they're not on it already doing stuff like this, they understand the appeal for the girls. And, you know, they don't want to say to the girls, I'm not going to do that stuff. Some of the guys look really uncomfortable, but a lot of the guys are super into it. And I can't even imagine how much more pressure and anxiety this puts on the whole day and night. And I'm so exhausted. First of all, I'm just exhausted having told you this story. But I'm exhausted when I watch these because as you're about to hear, listeners, in this episode, we all had a lot of our own normal anxieties without thinking about filming the TikTok video and making sure it's posted before prom starts or setting up for prom brunch.
And the larger your group is, the more popular you are, the more valuable you are. And so what if you're the person who has one good friend? And then you don't get to be on TikTok doing all of this stuff.
I just read something that it's like upwards of over $2,000, the average cost of just all of this stuff from the promposal.
That is not okay.
No.
That is not okay.
What on earth?
It is so inequitable. It's available to just a small segment of society. And I have so many things to say. The first being that this is the perfect example of a well-produced childhood. I'm in the middle of reading The Anxious Generation right now, and they're talking about how we have now transitioned from a play-based childhood to a phone-based childhood. These are kids who had a phone-based childhood, and their experiences are produced. They're not real. They're not real. They're produced. So many of these high school rituals, especially in certain communities where the parents get really involved in homecoming or prom, and then the parents have their own party, all of that kind of stuff. I know we've had tons of conversations about this. There are lots of reasons for it, but I wonder if one of the reasons is frustrated creativity. Because producing something like this, the food is a creative endeavor, the decorations are a creative endeavor, the hair and the makeup are a creative endeavor. Like, maybe take a ceramics class. Or something.
I think that's an excellent point, Kristen, because I can say my kids, when they were going to prom, it was nothing to this extent by any stretch. But there was still like Andrew's promposal that I wanted to get in on because it was an outlet for my creativity.
Yeah.
And I think that you're really onto something. Mm-hmm. And Michelle, I think that you had an outlet for your creativity and that your girls were involved in like the theater mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of lent itself to you probably helping out with, you know, sets
costumes and
all of that. Mm-hmm. But I am 100% behind that theory.
I think it's true. And so I understand how it happens. It feels good to make something pretty, but make sure that you're doing it for your own self and not producing your child's faux existence.
Yes.
Also, I think raising the bar. I mean, I think these things now are setting expectations for what comes next. They're only in high school. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably very regional as well.
That is true in a lot of different ways. That has lots of different implications. There was a woman I once knew whose 14-year-old daughter had made it to the Olympics in figure skating. And so everyone's like, oh my God, you must be so excited. You must be so happy. And she was like, well, yeah. But what happens when the most important thing that's ever going to happen in your life happens to you when you're 14?
Yeah.
Is it all downhill from there? She was like, shouldn't she like live her life for a while? And then you reach the pinnacle of something really important. What can she do after the Olympics that will measure up to the Olympics?
To your point about it being produced, you know, it's also like those videos are edited. There could have been a little like, who knows what that we didn't see. All you have to do is watch The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and you know that what you see on the screen on TikTok is not how they really are living their lives. But that's going to stick with me, Kristen, the whole produced aspect, because how unfortunate, and even when your kids grow up and the photos of them that you have and all of that are these, you know, photo shoots practically that now, you know, of your baby and your toddler. And, you know, I don't know, not that we're like these rose colored glasses people, but this is kind of what we are right now.
No, but it just goes back to what we talk about a lot, that it was better when we were growing up because it was simpler and because we didn't have the social media aspect of it and we didn't have to keep up appearances mm-hmm. for that.
The level of the pressure, acknowledging, of course, that this was hell on wheels for some people, but it wasn't hell on wheels the way it is today. It was just simpler and you could just not go. Just don't go.
This is true. And I think we mm-hmm. talk about in this episode, and you all can hear it in just a few seconds, but there are some things that are better now than they were in our day. Like you couldn't go by yourself to prom.
No, you would never go with a bunch of friends.
Mm-hmm. No. So
that is progress. Oh, yeah. And to mm-hmm. that point, I will say I've seen a good handful of these TikTok videos where it's just a girl and she's like in her sweatpants and she does a twirl and puts the flowers to the camera and she pulls it back and she's in her prom dress and there's no date. So either her date was like, hell no, I'm not doing that. Or she's going, I'm like, oh, good for you. I bet you're going to meet some friends there or go by yourself. So yeah.
Yep.
So let's go back and be reminded why the Gen X version of prom was so much better.
Yeah.
So please enjoy an encore of episode 118, On the Wings of Love. Above the clouds, the only way to
fly is on the wings of love. Did you know that the Pop Culture Preservation Society is on Patreon? Patreon allows you to support our work by becoming dues-paying members of our society. We are an independent, women-run endeavor with a commitment to delivering the highest quality listening experience to our community. And so we've taught ourselves how to record, edit, and produce a podcast in midlife, a time when most of us are asking our kids how to regram a TikTok, so that we can deliver episodes that truly speak to you. Support from PCPS patrons means that we can devote more of our time and resources to the content, sources, equipment, software, hosting, and research that you've come to depend on, without worrying about how to pay the bills. So thank you. We appreciate you from the bottom of our bell-bottomed hearts. So I'm sitting in the front seat of my date's car, and something feels wrong. Like, it just sits a little breezy. It's just a little breezy on my front. And I look down, and the weight of my giant corsage has pulled down the front of my dress.
Hello world, it's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
Welcome to the Pop Culture Preservation Society, the podcast for people born in the Big Wheel generation who wore tube socks with their Earth shoes.
We believe our Gen X childhoods gave us unforgettable songs, stories, characters, and images. And if we don't talk about them, they'll disappear, like Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition.
And today, we're saving that night to remember, the one we wanted to have just one more night to hold on to, always and forever. Our Gen X prom.
I'm Carolyn.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Michelle. And we are your pop culture preservationists.
No. What about prom?
Come on. Why don't we just meet after school?
No! What about prom?
Andy, come on.
Just say it.
What?
Just say it. I want to hear you say it.
High school prom may be one of the most universal events that causes the same levels of angst, hope, expectation, nervousness, excitement, euphoria, fantasy, and yes, even rejection and despair, no matter which generation you're a part of. Could prom be the most memorable part of your high school experience? I mean, I'd argue yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or
not.
Well, if you went.
Or maybe that is memorable.
Yeah, if you went, mm-hmm. you no doubt have memories, good or bad. And if you didn't go, you certainly have lingering memories tied to that as well. Mm-hmm. But there is a reason countless movies have been made around prom. Carrie, Footloose, Jamie Lee Curtis's slasher pick Prom Night. And as you just heard in that gut-wrenching soundbite, Pretty in Pink, which, don't worry, we will dive into in depth in a few weeks. And that reason is that prom is important. It's a pinnacle for a lot of people, the dream. And as for the ones who say, prom's stupid, well, they're just lying. So I want to ask you, Kristen and Carolyn, mm-hmm. a question.
Sure.
What was it, or what is it, about prom that made it such a big deal? Is it the romance of it, the idealized romanticism, which that might not even be a term that could be redundant. I don't care. I just said it. And do you think that prom is the same now as it was back in the, when we were kids?
Dark ages?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Back in the dinos.
No, not even close. Is right.
I think it was the opportunity to play grown up and perhaps force the issue of coupling.
Yes.
Which apparently is the goal of life, coupling. It's sort of, coupling is sort of the job of high school. Even if you didn't date in high school, coupling was a theme of so much of your joy and or pain.
That's
and
so
prom
true.
Pushes us into the coupling, right? Even if you went as friends.
I know.
That you know, and that's such a qualifier. Oh, it's as friends. It's just, it's as friends.
Right.
But still, you were pretending to couple, and as if this is the work of life. And so even if you didn't have relationships in high school, prom was still the opportunity to pretend that you did.
Right. And I love how you said it's kind of a time to pretend that we're grownups. My prom had such elements of that. Like, we got wine glasses engraved with, you know, the theme and the date, like we were going to drink wine.
Right.
And we got,
wait, that
like,
was
invitation.
Like your, that's what like the high school gave you?
Or
the, you
like, guys it was, like, got the party favor. No, it was like the favor that school got
us. Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. As a member of the prom committee, I was one of the people to help decide that, but that was just a given. And we also got really formal invitations, almost like wedding invitations that had a little piece of tissue inside and it had, you know, the couple's name on the outside.
God.
Yeah. So we really wanted to be grownups, I think. It was definitely, coupling, like you said, and you didn't dare go with friends like you would now, like you had to be a couple.
Right.
And if your friends, God forbid, didn't have someone to go with, it was your responsibility to be like matchmaker, like who can go with my best friend and how can we find a person? And it couldn't just be that they went with some other friends.
That happened to me junior year. Okay, you guys both just hit on something that is just occurring to me, and it's so true. The word coupling, I love, because that combined with Carolyn, your prom, with it's almost like you said, a wedding invitation.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, this whole idealized romanticism, again, whatever, that's a term that's what comes to me. It was like the most romantic thing, like event of like prom, like it's just something you thought about for years. And I don't know, I was a huge romantic. So the idea of going with someone who liked you and you liked them, even if you weren't a couple yet, but then you throw in like a wedding invitation with a piece of tissue paper, and that just like almost like pushes it up to the next level. I would have been all over that.
It's a pretend wedding.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I would have loved that.
And those are kind of my memories, Michelle, as you were describing, kind of almost that anticipation and that expectation. When we were preparing for this episode and I was trying to think of my most memorable moments, they all seemed to come pre-prom, like almost the night. It was, you know, the planning and getting the dress and who
the
was going with who. Yeah. And whose table, you know, we had tables for dinner. I mean, we had like waiters and waitresses serve us dinner. And I don't know if yours was that formal, but, you know, and who was going to be at your table and trying to organize all that. That was where a lot of my memory and moments come from.
Not the actual event itself.
No, I'm embarrassed to say, I don't really know why I don't remember a lot. We'll just skip over that part.
That says a lot. That says a lot, Carolyn.
Well, it does.
And I think that lines up with a lot of people's experience.
Yeah,
and
the
I think
before
one
and
of,
after, I do.
Also, I'm going to add to your list of things we did in anticipation, because I know our listeners will also, I know for sure that two of you agree with this, and I know we have so many people listening right now that are probably already shouting it at their list, at their whatever device they're listening on. The 17 magazine prom issue that came like 2 months before, even when we were children, like I would look at my sister's prom issue and I would, oh my gosh, you guys, that prom issue just full of those ads for the dresses. And you would just imagine, did you guys ever like cut them out? We would cut them out and make like collages and put them on my bulletin board.
Yep.
Yeah.
And do you know,
I
Michelle?
I still have a tear out of a dress that I was fantasizing about.
Oh,
I didn't get that dress, but I
just
still have a tear out.
I
don't know at all exactly.
But I was going to say, Michelle, in reference to the 17 magazine prom issue that, of course, we all loved and poured over. That actual issue goes back to the mid-40s. They, 17, had articles about prom and what to wear and how to act and all of that go back to mid-1940s.
How to act.
Well, seriously, I mean, back how to then, act. That, well, would, that causes me anxiety. Like, there's something you could do wrong. And that's sort of a theme of my prom night, because you're being exposed to things that are beyond you. And mm-hmm. I was like, am I doing it right?
Oh, okay, well, that's a great segue then. That leads us into, was prom a big deal for you guys?
Well, sure. It was conceptually, much like Carolyn said in the planning, the run-up to it, but it was also predictably a huge disappointment because we're asking children to fantasize about being grown-ups when they really have no experience being grown-ups. And so the fantasy is bound to come up short, right? We don't know what we're doing, especially if you're counting on someone else, like boys, to make your dreams come true, right? You're asking teenage boys to make your dreams come true.
17-year-old boys.
Yeah, not going to happen. They're not in the same space that we are. Just from a developmental standpoint, my first year, I went with my boyfriend who did not go to my school. And we double dated. So right there, that kind of takes away some of the school spirit aspect of it. It's not going to be a big bonding thing if you're going with somebody who doesn't know the rest of the people. Then we double dated with two people who were not a couple and barely knew each other. And so that was awkward. But what I do remember is that we had dinner at a fancy revolving restaurant. You're playing grown up, but I was really anxious because I didn't know which fork to use. And I remember I ordered the shrimp scampi. I had no idea what shrimp scampi was. And so I'm like, what's gonna come? I have no idea what I'm gonna eat. So it's supposed to be really fun and romantic, but it was mostly unfamiliar and anxiety inducing. My second year, I learned from my mistake and I thought, I'm going with somebody from school. I'm not going with somebody who's not from the school. So I waited and I waited and I waited for somebody to ask me. I flirted like crazy for weeks and weeks and weeks, but nobody's going to ask the girl who has a boyfriend. Never once did I consider asking somebody myself, even as quote unquote friends, even as friends. Wouldn't even do that. So I sat at home by myself on prom night and watched on Golden Pond.
You just touched on something that I didn't think of, but anxiety. It is so, so anxiety inducing. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but when I went to prom in the late 80s, we didn't go, well, maybe people did. I certainly didn't go to the hair salon and get them to do the giant updo. We did our own hair. We did our own. Now, you know, my girls each, well, 1 year, my older daughter, this was really fun. She had a huge group of friends here and they did just like dress down prom night. We had like big cutouts of Harry Styles, because this was when One Direction was first big, and cardboard cutouts of like Edward Cullen. And so they all took pictures. I took prom pictures of them with them as their dates, but they were in like sweats and whatever. Anyway, what I was going to say is they each of them had 1 year where we went and we paid the money for the big updo and the dress. And even if they're going with someone who is, in both cases, both of my girls went to their senior prom with like their best guy friend. Someone that's familiar to you, someone that you hang out with, it doesn't matter. It is all of that stuff that built up the anticipation, getting the dress, getting the right dress, the hairdo, the whatever. I'm quite certain they were nervous before prom night. And it almost just takes everything away from it, I feel.
It does. It makes it more difficult.
What about you, Carolyn? Was it a big deal for you? Other than the pretending like you were getting married, I guess.
Yes, it was a big deal for me personally for all the reasons we've said, just the romanticism of it and all of that. But also because I did not want to be staying home and watching on Golden Pond. I'm sorry, Kristen.
I know.
But, you know, it was that FOMO of I have got to be there, gosh darn it. And there are complicated whatever about all of that. But I did go. I went with the same guy. We actually had a sophomore cotillion. So we had three formal dances. And yeah, I know.
It's exhausting.
And I went to all of them with the same person. And so there was all drama related to all of that. So yes, it was a big deal on different levels for me. Some were prom related. Others were, you know, boyfriend related. Others were just, you know, I got to be there. Like everyone's going to be there. And so
I felt, Carolyn, when you said, I've got to be there. Everyone's going to be there. That's how I felt sitting home watching on Golden Pond.
I
felt like everyone was at the prom. All of my friends, even my nerdy friends, had people to go with. And somehow I had failed in this endeavor. And I sat home by myself.
Well, for me, prom, my junior prom, was a little bit of a big deal only because I was set up. I'm quite certain my friend Susan probably bribed our friend Scott to ask me. So Scott and I went together. We did have a great time. I was pretty uncomfortable the whole time because I wasn't really sure, is this supposed to be a date? But you guys, it was senior year. That was like straight out of a fairy tale for me. I was asked to senior prom by my Ross. Friends fans, you would understand. He's my Ross. Yes. This is the guy I knew I was going to marry. I mean, seriously, everybody in our friend group thought we were going to get married. But he was just basically my best friend through sophomore, junior, and senior year of high school. And when he asked me to senior prom, I was over the moon. And I was like, this is it. This is it. Finally, this is the proof. This is it. It was not. The fairy tale did start our freshman year of college, but stopped very abruptly. Thank the good Lord. Be careful what you wish for, girls and boys. We thank whoever for unanswered prayers, right? Oh my God, you guys, just the whole night, like basically this was our wedding. This was our pre-wedding, in my opinion. You know, I was like, it was everything I ever wished for, wanted, hoped for, dreamed of. And so it's a big deal. Listeners, I want to ask you guys, some of you have been sharing prom pics with us already. A great idea is, I don't know if some of you know this, but we have a Facebook group. It's called Growing Up Gen X. And it's a group that's basically for you guys. So you can, if you're a member of that group, which anybody can be, you just go on and you can post things like photos. You could post, you know, videos you find or links you find or just memories. It's a great, great place for you guys to all chat with each other. And Carolyn, Kristen, and I definitely are part of the group and we pop in too. But this is where it would be so fun for you to post your prom pics this week. So we asked our society members on social media, and as always, the response was huge. We have so many stories to share. We have yours and still more of ours. The dresses, so much pink. Themes, what's happening?
Sorry, I had a little accident. I had a little technical accident over here, but it's okay.
Season nine.
Here we go.
The themes, which are just so cliche and fabulous. And of course, the music, because as we know, it's those songs that are what take us right back all these decades later.
Carolyn's studio's falling apart.
I'm so sorry. Yes, and our loyal listener, Alyssa, left us a voicemail with such a fun and all-around great prom memory. We love this story. Listen here.
So when I was 15 years old, well, I guess I just turned 16, I was going to prom with my true first love. I was going to look absolutely gorgeous in this off-white chiffoni dress that I bought at a bridal shop. It was almost like we were having a dress rehearsal for when we get married one day, which we didn't. But anyway, so I had to have the perfect 80s hair, which was going to be this upswept, curly mass with the baby's breath all stuck in it. But my hairstylist insisted that I roll my hair at home so it'd have a long time to set before I got to the salon to take it, you know, to take it to the next level. Well, as y'all know, most high school girls do not want to be seen in public. And my hair salon was inside a department store, which meant I was going to have to walk all the way through the parking lot, through the store, which it felt like it was miles to the salon from the front door entrance, even though it was, you know, not even a football length. And what if someone saw me in rollers? So I did put my hair in rollers, but girls, I was like the stealthiest spy you could imagine. I mean, I went fast, but I was sneaking and I was alert, and I finally made it to the hair salon and nobody saw me. And that salonist, she worked her wonder, and I had the hair of my dreams, the hair that every Southern girly girl in the mid-1980s could have hoped for. And yes, it was an amazing night. We danced to Endless Love. We came back to my house with friends afterwards, and I made pancakes. They looked terrible, but they were great. And even though our relationship was doomed to end, it was not endless love. I still have the photos to prove it. And if I can say so myself, it was worth all the potential embarrassment of wearing rollers through the mall department store.
I mean, that is so true, because our hair in the 80s was so manufactured. It was like you were wearing a costume. Your hair was a costume. And what if some, it was like wearing a wig. Like, what if somebody saw you without your wig?
Right.
God forbid.
I can picture, is it Elisa? Elisa, we hope we're, it's Elisa. It's Elisa. I think
okay,
it's Elisa.
Okay, Elisa, not Elisa. Okay.
Anyway, I can just picture you like darting like behind one clothes rack and then maybe behind a mannequin and then just like waiting. You can't see me right now, Elisa, but I'm like darting like you would dart. And then maybe like, you know, crouched low. Oh, I love it.
It's like
so
a Brady Bunch episode. Like, can't you see Alice like having to go out in her rollers and trying to hide behind a mailbox or something?
Yeah. I see Elisa with some big sunglasses too. Yes. Just like maybe a trench coat and the collar pulled up, you know, just.
Well, I'd argue that the most important thing when dreaming of prom isn't who you're going with, but it's what you will wear, right, ladies?
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
And that's like we were just talking about. That's kind of where our 17 magazine obsession came in, and just that we would pore over those dresses for hours. We dreamed of our prom dresses. Like I said, I cut mine out and, you know, cut out and make collages of them. You might have sketched them on your school folders. Some of us even, I don't know who, but maybe went to stores and tried them on years before you were really going to prom. I want to hear what you guys' dresses looked like.
Well, like you, Kristen, I had prom junior and senior year. So we had junior, senior prom. So my junior year, it was kind of this sky blue polyester scoop neck spaghetti strap body hugging kind of disco number. I know. And I don't have the fondest memories of that. It was almost one of those like, I can't find anything else and this is as good as anything. But my senior year, that was a different story. I loved this. I had a white Gunny Sachs-like ensemble. Okay, you guys, I say ensemble because it was actually, I know, it was actually a coordinating skirt and long sleeve top. Yes,
Carolyn,
indeed.
I'm so retroactively jealous.
Was there a belt?
It was kind of this gauzy material. No, I'm very Gunny Sachs. It was no belt. I'm kind of
Oh, it's very loose. Loose. Okay.
It's loose. And I loved it. And I actually thought I was kind of being daring. I thought, oh my gosh, this
pieces.
Isn't like a gown. This is
fashion like a bikini. Forward.
Yes. But you guys, really, the real brave soul of my senior class was my friend Robin. Guess what? She wore a short dress. Not short like mini, but short to her knees. Oh. I think she was the first person in the woman in the history of Bishop Eustace Prep prom night to have worn a short dress. It was all the talk. That's all we could
the
talk
balls.
About was
oh.
Robin's blue
balls.
Dress. I can remember the dress almost better than my own dress. It was like, I wish I had the, you know, that gumption to,
yeah, exactly.
to do that. It was very, very daring. So
hats
off to you, Robin,
Catholic high school.
Who went on to be, I'll just say, she went on to be Miss New Jersey in the Miss America pageant a few years
what?
Later. That's
oh
what
God.
That gets you. It, you know, those, that confidence and self-esteem.
Yeah, it does.
So,
that's true. That is absolutely true.
Yeah. So that was my two prom dresses, but much preferred my ensemble.
I got my senior year prom dress at Lily Rubin, which, you guys, it was a total old lady store in Scottsdale Fashion Square. Like, picture like old Scottsdale ladies who were going like on a cruise or something. Anyway, but while my dress, like it's definitely dated. It doesn't look, I mean, it's definitely of the time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really look like a typical 80s prom dress. Again, refer to the picture on social media this week, but it's a pale pink satin with a long skirt, but it's not like super poofy. It's just kind of like satin. So it just kind of, it's pleated, but it just kind of goes straight down. And the fabric is all gathered across the bodice up to one giant poofy sleeve, but nothing. Other shoulder bare.
Ooh, bare.
Oh, bare.
Symmetrical
and when
look.
I, mm-hmm. yeah, I felt like a princess and I really wanted like fingerless gloves, you know, but kind of long, like up to my elbows. Cause you know, that was the thing. My mm-hmm. mom made me a pair of fingerless satin gloves and like did all this beading around it. And of course I hot rollered the hell out of my hair, Elisa. Mm-hmm. And it was all curly, but the side, one side pulled up with like a glittery comb.
Oh,
a comb, not a barrette.
The whole ensemble is asymmetrical.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
So the dress, this is where the initial pall was cast over my prom experience, because the dress is that important. It is a reflection of you and your grown-up self. It's sort of like fantasizing about what kind of woman you'd like to be in the future. So I found a dress that I liked at the mall at Brookdale, and I put it on layaway, but my mom wanted to see it. And when I tried it on for her, she declared it was too small, which I loved because I thought that was sexy. Like, you know, the tighter, the better, right? And, well, as sexy as you can get covered in, like, peach-covered lace, right? But she said, no, it's too small. You need to buy a dress. You can't spend $60 on a dress that doesn't fit you. I remember her saying that. So I lost my $15. And later, my mom came home with a dress that she found at, like, a thrift store.
Lily Rubin.
Or a garage sale. Or Goodwill. I don't know. And it was $20. And it wasn't perfect, but she thought she could alter it. She thought she could remake it and make it more something. I don't know. And we tried, you guys, we really tried. But it was never going to be my style. It was never, no matter what you did to that dress, unless I cut it down the back and like make it open in the back. I don't know. It was never going to be my style. It was white with pink flowers on it, and it was full of ruffles. It looked like something that Mary Poppins would wear to dance with a penguin. Like, that's what, here, I'm going to show you.
Wait, did you wear it? Is this your dress?
Yeah.
Oh, you actually wore it?
I wore it.
Oh, wow. It totally looks like the Mary Poppins dress.
It's Mary Poppins.
It also looks very similar to your friend's dress.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
And I think she liked her dress. But, you know, that's her style. When she's playing grown up, that's what she wants to look like as a grown up. That is not what I wanted to look like.
Look at your face, too. As a grown up.
I know. Yeah. I'm not happy.
We're going to post this photo in our Facebook group and probably in stories too, because Kristen is, you can tell she is not happy with that dress.
I'm not sure what exactly is going on. And I felt, just add that to that layer so you don't feel like yourself, right? But I felt so guilty. Mm-hmm. I felt guilty about the money. I felt guilty about the effort that my mom had put in. So I just threw in the towel. I just said, okay, we'll do this. And so I start out the whole prom experience by feeling awkward in my skin, all because of the Mary Poppins situation.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple things. One is I really want to know what that dress you put on layaway look like. Like, what was your style, Kristen?
Well, and actually, the one that I put on layaway was still only partially my style, but it was a little more gunny sacks like, except that it was completely strapless. So it showed cleavage. Oh. And this, I'm sure my mom was not up for. And it was peach colored. And so that was a very 80s color. I liked that. Right. So I think I really liked the absolutely strapless part of it.
So, like I said earlier, it was the dress that almost all our society members wanted to share with us most. There was lots of Laura Ashley, lots of pink, lots of poofs and ruffles and bows. The descriptions of the dresses you guys gave us are so visual. And so are you guys ready? I want to share just some of them. Gail wore a pastel watercolored inspired Zoom Zoom dress purchased at Merry-Go-Round, complete with long white satin gloves. Gloves were the thing. I really think they were.
Yep.
And a coordinating lace shawl.
The shawl. Oh, shawl. A shawl. Just gets me.
Gail,
did you bring
please?
Her rocking chair to the prom?
Yeah. Gail, we really hope you're posting a picture of this in our Facebook group.
Please, yes.
Hoops were apparently a big thing. I'm assuming that's a regional thing.
That is regional. We did not have
to be. No, yeah. I agree. They look like plantation dresses, some of those girls were wearing.
Well, Ellen, who I love her Instagram name, is Ellen, no watermelon, lives in Boston and says they wore very full, almost Southern Belle dresses with lace gloves and big hair. Again, photos of that in the Facebook group, please, Ellen.
Gosh, Gretchen. How'd you go to the bathroom? I mean, I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt on some of these. Those were traumatic enough things when you, when you had the gown and all of that. My gosh, with that.
Remember when Rhoda sat down in her bridesmaid's dress and the hoop like went over her head? And she's got like pantaloons underneath. That's what I'm picturing when they go to the bathroom.
Oh, or when they just sit down at dinner, the whole hoop comes out and slaps you in the face.
Hello, listeners. Let's pause for just a second. I want to tell you about one of the items I got from my Armoire clothing rental subscription this month. Armoire is a clothing rental membership that helps you build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your personalized closet. Then the styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. It's crazy. So I've been having so much fun with my membership, and this month I knocked it out of the park. And it's all because of the orange fuzzy jacket. Because it's not just pants, shirts, and dresses you can rent. You can also get coats and outerwear. And this month, I took a risk on something so outlandish, something I would never buy for myself. It's a big, fat, super soft, super cozy, and unbelievably fuzzy jacket that's made of orange fur. And it makes such a statement. And I kid you not, every time I leave the house in my orange fuzzy jacket, I get a compliment from every place I go. I've started calling it my self-esteem jacket. And it's all because I had the freedom to experiment with it without committing to buying it. This is why I love my Armoire membership. Right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/PCPS. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/PCPS to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again.
Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, but your energy still crashes or those wonky mood swings hit out of nowhere?
Oh, yes. But I've got to tell you, Michelle, that has gotten so much better since I have been taking Hormone Harmony. It really does make a difference. And I recently took their free 2-minute quiz. I learned that menopause can have my hormones all out of whack. Hormone Harmony helps to fine-tune my hormonal system, and it helps maintain optimal hormone levels. It's helped with my menopause-related brain fog, my quality of sleep, and really overall well-being. I just feel better. And I also feel good knowing they only use proven science-backed ingredients in all of their herbal formulas. And what's great about the quiz is that it will recommend the best product for you based on your answers and your particular hormonal needs.
Yeah, I love that they actually have a whole line for your gut health, like Bloat Banisher. Is that TMI? I don't know. If you're ready to start feeling like yourself again, head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with our code PCPS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PCPS for 15% off today. Well, as if hoops weren't like, I don't want to say bad enough because I'm sure they thought they were wonderful, but Gretchen wore an off-the-shoulder teal dress with ruffles, ruffles, and more ruffles, she says, and rented a petticoat from a bridal shop to poof it out to the max, she says.
You can rent a petticoat?
Wait, she says.
Oh my gosh.
There was a stagecoach in the photos. Obviously, Gretchen, you had to rent the petticoat now. We understand.
Yep. When in Petticoat Junction.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
That's so funny.
I want to know where Gretchen went to high school. Stagecoach. Like
Bonanza.
Yeah, right.
I swear, Jessica McClintock Gunny Sacks just needs its own episode one day, you guys. Agrees. It really does. Here's some of the ones we got. Denise's Gunny Sacks was baby blue eyelet.
Oh, eyelet. Precious.
Oh, precious. I know. Dominica's was peach with a 2-tier ruffle and, as she says, a big-ass bow in the back.
The bows just got bigger and bigger and bigger every year. I mean, as if you really needed to tie something in the back of you in that scale.
You guys, like, for me, though, in high school, the bigger the bow, the better. In my hair and wherever, you know, in my ponytail.
That was the 80s.
My,
the bigger, the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Anne found her white multi-tiered gunny sacks in 17 magazine. Of course she did. Mm-hmm. And because she knew she couldn't afford it, her mom took her to the gunny sacks outlet, which was a few towns over, knowing it was just going to be a shot in the dark. But you guys, not only was the dress in the window It was in her size.
What are the chances?
The That's universe. A dream come true. Yes.
Without a doubt. Oh, my gosh. Without a doubt.
Yeah, but alas, as you'll all hear in just a minute, Anne's night wasn't all dreamy. So we'll get to that in a minute.
Oh, wah, wah. Right.
Melanie's gunny sacks was pink and white striped. I feel like
I can see that one.
Yeah.
I can see that one. A lot of people. That was a very popular dress.
I think it's from 17. We've all seen it, or we saw it at prom.
For sure.
Sherry's gunny sacks was light purple with a high neck and long puffy sleeves. Oh. She bought it with the money she saved working at McDonald's and says, I felt like a queen. It was well worth coming home from work smelling like French fries.
Now I'm picturing the light purple high neck dress smelling like French fries.
Right? Another dress I feel like I can see in my head is Angie's. It's the high-low dress with a big bow at the hip. Can you guys see that?
The black and white.
Oh, the highlight, yes.
Yeah, and she also says her spiral perm was big. Spiral perms, man. How could they be? They were not small. They were anything but. More than several people mentioned they wore off-the-shoulder dresses. I feel very seen by you all. Thank you. Oh, and this one makes me a little sad. Tammy's grandmother made her a custom black and white striped taffeta gown with a black peplum. Can you guys just see that?
Oh, yep.
Yes.
I can totally see it.
She must have felt so sophisticated. Until another girl showed up in her exact dress that her mom had made.
What?
And she says, and this is at a prom. I know. And so Tammy's grandmother made hers and the other girl's mom made hers. So I guess same pattern, I'm guessing.
They bought the same Butterick pattern.
Yeah. But Tammy says, and this is at a prom of only like 80 people.
Oh, God.
I love how Tisha described her dress. She says, my dress looked like a doily. And then in parentheses, she puts nuns patrolling. So it sounds like Tisha didn't have an option, like the dresses had
That's how I felt. My dress may not have looked like a doily, but my overall feeling was that I was a doily walking around.
That was your aesthetic, as they say.
Yeah, so I feel Tisha.
And Megan wore a knee-length dress. Oh, Megan, you're like Carolyn's friend. You're very fashion-forward.
Yeah.
It had a crinoline poof. It was white with a shimmery sequined halter top.
Oh, sorry.
Megan came to prom to play, man.
And a crinoline with a short dress.
I know.
I mean,
that's like the Madonna skirt I'm picturing. Yeah, with the halter.
What I'm getting.
And
right.
She paired it with hot pink dyed pumps. I'm loving this ensemble, Megan.
Yeah.
Picture, please, Megan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that does bring me to finish with the absolute necessity for prom in the 80s, the dyed to match pump.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have the satiny dyed to match pump. Came in all different heel sizes. Yep. You gave them a little swatch of your dress. You sent it in. They came back. They looked exactly
at Kinney,
like your dress.
I remember you go to Kinney and you bring them your little swatch, and then you pick them up a few days later and they're a different color.
I can remember having the worst blisters on my heel because, you know, the shoes were totally cheap. And, you know, when our kids went to prom, they all wore Converse and tennies with their prom dresses. How fun would that have been?
I know. See, again, these kids don't realize how good they've got it. Okay, so we always like to ask our followers about their memorable moments, quote unquote memorable moments. And that's what we choose those words on purpose because you guys have so many good stories. So you might have something so shareable and we don't even know what to ask about. It can be so very personal. So for instance, for me, it has to do with undergarments. So my Mary Poppins dress was off the shoulder. So I needed a strapless bra, which truthfully I didn't need because I was 17. So my breasts just stood up by themselves.
Of course. Yeah.
I didn't need a strapless bra. So I went bra shopping with my mom. And I was envisioning, I'm like, oh, strapless bra, this is going to be sexy. And so I'm picturing something pink and lacy.
She wanted to be sexy, Carolyn.
I did. I felt sexy. That's why. I really felt sexy.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hide it under a bushel. No. but my mom was and is to this day extremely concerned about support, which, like I said, it wasn't necessary at the time. And she insisted on this sort of military-grade, flesh-colored thing that was like the bra equivalent of a girdle. It was not sexy. It was not something you would want to be seen in, which, I mean, let's be honest, that might have been part of her plan the whole time, right? So I'm sitting in the front seat of my date's car, and something feels wrong. Like, it just sits a little breezy. It's just a little breezy on my front. And I look down, and the weight of my giant corsage has pulled down the front of my dress, the whole front, my whole, like, down to my midriff. And oh my gosh. I didn't know. I'm sitting there in the front seat of the car in a military grade flesh colored strapless bra. And I'm just sitting there, And I was just, I just grabbed it and I pulled it up. Here's the other thing about my mom. She doesn't like things to be tight, especially on me. And so she might have made it a little too loose.
Oh, God. The dress.
Oh, the perfect dress was
a little too loose. Oh. Thank God I was with somebody that I knew and not, like, you know, the crush of my dreams or something like that. But it was still embarrassing, even though it was somebody that I knew. And it was not something that you could cover with a joke. I don't remember anybody, like, making a funny joke. Like, everybody knew, and we were all just silent. Complete silence while I pulled up my dress.
Aw. I've got to say, as I said a little bit earlier, I just don't really have a lot of specific memories from the night itself. You know, it's the buildup. And then, I mean, I have vague memories of the dinner and stuff like that. But really, my biggest memory, I think, besides the before, is the after. Like, we had a really fun stuff we did after. We went to the beach the next day and to one of my friend's houses. And it was so fun because, I don't know, again, feeling so adult, I must have gone around thinking I was 30-something this whole weekend. Because one of my memories is that the guys grilled hamburgers on a grill. And they're like teenagers. And they're like doing like a Weber grill kind of a thing.
Like dads.
Yeah. And I thought, look at those little adult men making me a hamburger. And it was such a good hamburger. I remember this hamburger. It's so bizarre.
Remember the hamburger?
Well, I think I was really hungry or something. Honest to goodness, though, I'll tell you, that's probably one of the top five hamburgers I've ever had in my life.
Oh, God.
I know. That's and I think amazing. Of it often. I think it was just the, you know, the environment and the whole thing. But it was just like, these guys, they're like, they're mature. They're making hamburgers. So that is definitely one of my memorable moments.
And it really ties into what we were talking about previously about how we're all trying, we're pretending to be grown-ups. Sorry. And so that made your experience, like, that was a plus. Like, I'm doing it.
Right.
Pretending to be grown-ups. Right. Look at them pretending to be dads, grilling my burger.
Also pretending at Carolyn's prom, pretending to be married. Well, the husband, look at the husbands over there gathered around the grill. The wives are just going to go over here and sit in these beach chairs.
We're going to smoke and drink vodka tonics while the boys make our hamburgers.
Gimlets, yeah. Well, other than what I already mentioned about going with, you know, the guy of my dreams, I do remember that I had to work that day at Yummy's Yogurt. That was my big job in high school. And I was very concerned with looking skinny that night. You guys, I weighed all of like probably 115, 112 pounds at 5'8". So all day long at my job, I drank tons of water. Like, I wouldn't stop drinking water.
This is breaking my heart.
And you guys, we had dinner at the Compass Room at the top of the Hyatt. And it was like one of those restaurants that like spun around.
Yeah, mine involved too.
I think there were four or six of us like in a rounded booth. And I was sort of like back in the middle. And I had to keep getting out to pee all night long, like all through dinner.
And
I remember being so mystified by that. Like, that was like a long time ago I drank all that water. I had to pee all the night. And I was so, so mad at myself. But I just want to read to you what I wrote in my senior book about prom.
Oh my God.
Well, no, it's just, it's very basic. It's very diary entry. We ate dinner at the Compass Room on top of the Hyatt Regency in Phoenix. We doubled with Sloan and Missy. It was the best night ever. What we did after the event. We were going to go to Scottsdale Conference Center, but they got mad. What do you think happened? They got mad.
So we went
to Dave McCarthy's and sat out by the pool all night and played Truth or Dare, truth actually, and drank champagne and wine coolers. That's so 1987.
Drink wine coolers.
Then we went up on and sat on the roof and watched the sunrise. And I'll never forget that.
So listen to some of the memories of some of our followers. These are awesome.
Yeah, some of them are hilarious and some of them are quite sad. Like Anors, she says she wasn't invited. She was one of six girls out of over 60 in her class. And then it says, I'm looking at you, Mark Trump Bore. But her mom bought her the most stunning Laura Ashley white and black strapless dress. I'm going to read it now how Anora told us this. She says, my first. It was a raw silk dress that was so Audrey Hepburn.
Oh.
And some hotshot pushy girl asked to borrow it. Can you believe that? So I helped the other girls with makeup and loaned them jewelry and watched, get this, Pretty in Pink with my dorm mother. Oh, so God, sad.
That is Pretty in Pink. That is like a John Hughes movie
it
right
says,
there.
Yeah, I know. She says, but you ladies know how I just love Chris Isaak, right? And listeners, Honora is actually friends with Chris Isaak to this day. So she says, well, one day the entire story came spilling out and he was beside himself. He actually said, this is Chris Isaak, actually said, I wish I'd known you then. I would have been the very first to ask you and I would have taken you anywhere else you wanted to go to. And she says,
oh, Chris Isaak.
Is that a retrospective date? Let me just tell you, I wish I could tell that aforementioned boy who had totally led me to believe he was going to ask me. And Nora's like, wants to say, in your face, Mark. Oh, my God. She goes, and then Honor says, because, you know, there's some dumb high school boy on one hand and the hot rock star on the other.
Yeah. Take your pick.
Yeah. So, Honor, we're glad that you have great perspective on that now.
Yeah.
And our friend Courtney, talk about memorable moment, you guys. Her prom was on the Queen Mary. How does that
beautiful
happen?
God. Instead of the gym?
Yeah. Right. And Always and Forever was her prom theme. Oh, I can remember dancing to that song. I loved that song. And she and her date ended up marrying each other.
Wait.
I mean, gosh.
They did? How sweet is that? I know. Oh, and she said they're celebrating 32 years next month, right?
Another one of our friends, JKSA, shared a story about marrying her prom date. You guys, they got married the Saturday after graduation. They've been married 38 years. And she said prom was just kind of a whatever because the wedding was, I guess, just a few weeks later. She was really practicing growing her.
That was her practice wedding.
Yeah, that
was really
was.
Yeah.
Wedding. Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm so glad she's been married for 38 years.
Congratulations, JKSA. Yeah. Good for you.
We were of that generation where there were friends and I knew people that did get married not long after high school graduation. So
only the pregnant ones in my high school.
JKSA, can you confirm or deny?
Oh, gosh.
And Megan says, I danced so hard, my totally unnecessary strapless, backless bra, I hear you, Megan, slipped down to my waist like a belt until I just took it off and shoved it into my hot pink dyeable handbag. Oh my God.
Wait, and this is Megan who wore the short skirt with the crinoline and the sequined halter with the hot pink dyed pumps. So she also had a hot pink dyeable handbag. Oh my God, Megan, your outfit just got so much just better.
Kenny made a killing off of Megan.
Oh my God. Kristen, you should have been friends with Megan then. And then Megan would have been like, geez, Kristen, just take off.
Just take it off.
Military grade bra.
Off. Yeah. That is so true. It never occurred to me to just take it off and throw it in the garbage.
Yeah. Well.
The Kristen I know now would have definitely taken it off and thrown it in the garbage.
Yeah.
Well, Anne, I love Anne's story because this would have been me. 100%. She says, my date chose a seafood restaurant and I was too timid to tell him that it was the one kind of food I just can't stand. And they had no non-seafood choices on the menu. Not one.
Rolls? Dinner rolls?
What? I didn't want to hurt his feelings. So I asked my friend ahead of time for the least fishy tasting fish and spent the meal trying to wash down chunks of halibut with my coat as if I were swallowing pills.
God, don't chew it. Just swallow
it. And I would have told you if they would have had like popcorn shrimp on the kids' menu, because that's like pretty much all batter. But oh man,
not shrimp scampi.
Halibut, which is kind of
shrimp
slimy.
Scampi was not really my thing either.
Yes. Well, at least she wasn't allergic.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Gone into anaphylactic shock.
She's got an iodine
red
allergy
lobster.
Or something. That's
right. I'm a picky eater, so I feel that.
Okay. Gail wrote, Dayton and I went to prom as friends. And his pale pink bow tie matched my wrist corsage. We laughed, danced, and posed for pictures by the wicker chair. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Always the wicker chair.
Did that wicker chair just make the rounds or what?
It did.
Oh, my gosh. Years later, I ran into my prom date. I stood behind him in the frozen foods, and I touched him on the sleeve.
What?
Yes. Oh, my God. And after catching up and reminiscing about high school, we learned that although we had a blast at prom, we both had our eye on the same guy that night.
I love it.
I love that.
That's classic 80s prom.
And so classic Gail as well.
Yeah.
She saw him in the frozen foods and she touched him on the sleeve, much like Dan Fogelberg.
Like Dan Fogelberg. Yes.
And that's what Gail meant. We know Gail enough to know that's what the reference was. Another one of our friends who we only know by your Instagram handle, which is JMMCG1959. I just love the whole comment she gave us. Says, I looked like a child bride. My boyfriend wore a tux with some kind of powder blue something. We didn't have to have them at school. So the rest is a haze of bourbon. I'm assuming she means the rest. Yes. We didn't have to have them, like the dance didn't have to be at school. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, right.
So the rest, I just love, I looked like a child bride. So funny. It is so, that's so relatable. Actually, Kristen probably relates to that quite perfectly.
Yes. Okay. That's kind
of a good.
You
felt like a child bride.
I felt like a child bride. That made me very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Okay. Dominica says, I happened to snag the last dance with the guy I had been crushing on for 2 years. We were just friends, and his prom date was his girlfriend. He had promised me a dance, though, and we slow danced to Seasons Change by Exposé, which is such a moment in time. That is just Seasons Change.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so late 80s. I can hardly stand it.
Okay. You have to see the picture for this story. So I'm going to repost it. And actually, I'm going to probably repost it like in our stories. But hopefully, Amber Dawn, please repost this in our Facebook group. So I want to set it up for you guys. You need to picture, she sent DM'd this to us a few weeks ago. Picture total Air Supply hair on her date, like huge perm, like so tall, right? And a longish helmet, almost like mullet helmet. And it's way taller than Amber's hair. And this is what this was her caption. Oof. OOOF, period. Oof. She says, 1987, period. I ended up marrying, parentheses, and subsequently divorcing this prize, period. On this day, he got his hair done at the salon, ..
He did not. Oh, my God.
And it's so obvious in the picture, you guys. His hair is like twice as tall as his head. And just her little hair head's just – I just love how she goes, I ended up marrying and subsequently divorcing this prize. Amber, I love it. Like, that was one of the most winning comments to me. And we're sorry, but we're happy that you're better now.
I'm in my mind. He still has that hair today. He's walking around totally. With it right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he goes to like that. No shade on this because I still love Air Supply, but he goes to the Air Supply, not the actual Air Supply concerts, but the people who pretend to be Air Supply, and make sure his hair is even more teased. I think.
And he goes to like 24-hour fitness and he oils up.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
I was going to say quads. Uh-huh. I was pointing to my arm and saying quads, but that's not the right muscle group.
Yeah, he still wears muscle t-shirts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Please give me one. So fascinated with prom themes, you guys. It paints such a picture of a moment in time, very often cheesy and overly earnest in its approach. And so Mike, my husband Mike, he was on his prom committee because they had like four people in their graduating class. So
pause.
Yes, I know. Gosh, I know.
Pause. That is so out of character of the Mike I know. Are you sure it's the same Mike?
Like I said, not a lot of people in his graduating class.
Wow, Mike.
Yeah. So it was just sort of like he got roped into it, didn't have a lot of choice. And so he was really trying super hard to get them to approve who's going to drive you home by the cars to be their prom theme. They said no. That one did not get past the administration. But here, this is another reason why my prom was not memorable. They didn't choose a song. Instead, they just chose like this nebulous idea. You guys, listen to this. This is my prom theme. These times, hours to remember.
Wait.
What the?
Like
what
these
is that?
Times, .. Hours to remember, or just these times, like comma?
Recall, it was a colon, but punctuation is an issue because
punctuation's important.
Yeah,
yes.
It was these times colon hours, apostrophe S, to remember. Oh. It was apostrophe S, and it was printed on the tickets, on the programs, and even as an 18-year-old, I'm like, I can't even look at it. I can't look at it. That will live on forever.
That prom just doesn't count. You just need a do-over. You just need a total do-over. I agree.
We were the same. We didn't have, when I was reading everybody's prom themes, I was so envious that it was like, because we had some great songs in the late 80s.
Ours was called perfect prom songs.
Ours was called Once Upon a Time. And if you guys look at my picture, the only thing that I think was indicative of Once Upon a Time is there's some paper crowns on the ground by the plants in our prom picture. Like they went to Party City and they got like the paper crowns and they tossed them, like just set these here next to the plant. If we did have like a castle or something, it can't have been that great. We didn't obviously have a prom committee with the caliber of your husband, Mike, or right, the one you were on, Carolyn, because it was, I have forgotten about it. And you know, I'm big. I would have remembered it if it was like,
if it was good.
Wow. That takes my breath away. Look at that castle. It was probably like from, you know, like, the, you know, what's the bulletin board paper? Like they got in the teacher's lounge and they cut out a little castle.
Well, we did have songs for our themes. And so I'll actually even tell you my sophomore cotillion theme was We've Got Tonight by Bob Seger.
That's good. Because it's true. We've got tonight.
And it was the pre-Kenny Rogers version. That was good. Because my school maybe would have picked Kenny Rogers' We've Got Tonight. That was pre-Kenny. Junior year was Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. featuring Bill Withers. F-E-A-T. Bill Withers.
Feet, period.
Make sure you get that in there. Yeah.
Yes. And then senior year, I don't know who picked this. I mean, I guess I was on prom committee. The title is nice. It's just the performers. So it was Just You and I by Eddie Rabbit and Crystal Gayle.
Crystal Gayle. Yes. I loved it. So that was going to be my wedding song when I was 1987. Oh. I was like planning my wedding, obviously, to the guy that I went to prom with. And that was loved that song. My friend Susan and I both loved it. We both were like, this is going to be we're each going to have this as our wedding song. Neither one of us did. But it's a great song. Yeah.
I just picture
like the long hair. You could have all gone to prom with the long Crystal Gayle hair.
Yeah, and Eddie Rabbit, he had kind of long hair.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so those were our themes.
Okay, so Gayle's theme was One More Night, solid choice.
How much money did Phil Collins make on that song?
On prom night. Yes, on prom.
So that's mine and Andy's song, actually. That's our song.
One more night. Oh, that's so good. You've got just one more night. You've got just one prom night, Phil Collins. Denise's, this is solid. This is this is like an early 80s, it's either a late 70s, early 80s prom, or else you live in like outstate Minnesota. Denise's was Stairway to Heaven. But here's my question. What do you do when the song changes? Like it's a slow dance, right? But then remember how the song starts to get, like it rocks pretty hard. Do you start fast dancing then? I don't know. Okay, Courtney's theme. These guys are looking at me because they're like, what are you talking about?
Probably because I've never really made it through the entire song.
All 11 minutes of it?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's a point where you're not slow dancing anymore, and that's a very awkward thing on the dance floor. Courtney's theme was Always and Forever. Amy's was Time for Me to Fly by R.L. Speedwagon.
I love it.
Time for me to fly. And this is so great. And they decorated the gym with doves and a Pegasus. A Pegasus. Oh, wait. Flying over a rainbow.
Yeah, it just keeps
getting better and better. Oh, my God. Okay. Another 1982 theme was Lights by Journey. I like it. I think this is very romantic.
Yeah,
the twinkly lights looking out over the city when the lights go down in the city. Colleen's theme was A Night to Remember, and she says, boy, it sure was. My date ended up with my friend. It's all good, though. I got to slow dance to More Than Words by Extreme.
God, that's such a solid slow dance choice of a song, Colleen.
Again, just a moment in time. You just nailed it. We know exactly where you were and what everybody was wearing and what everyone looked like when you say More Than Words by Extreme.
Yep.
Megan's theme was Forever Young by Alphaville. And I actually have FOMO when I read this because that is the perfect prom theme that wins the day. Forever Young.
And that song makes me cry. Like that song is so beautiful and it makes me cry. And when I read that was her prom theme, I felt sort of the same way. I felt like,
FOMO.
What? I had once upon a time with paper crowns.
Agreed.
Also, I mean, Megan was in the perfect outfit. She took her bra off when she was dancing. Megan, you're a prom, like, you're prom queen.
I feel like
Megan's PCS prom queen.
She's our prom queen.
Megan grew up in a John Hughes movie. That's what I'm imagining right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Jody's prom in 1985 was putting on the Ritz. And I was always like, putting on the hits. But that's
who. Putting on the Ritz.
But I just think of that show, Putting on the Hits, that I can't even say Putting on the Ritz. I can only say Putting on the Hits.
Putting on the Hits. I just hear it as like the big cigar. I feel blue.
So romantic. Dominica's theme was Into the Night, which, let's be honest, why is that creepy? Tell me why.
I shouldn't read it.
What is Into the Night?
Oh, my God. She's just 16 years old.
Leave her alone, they say.
This is a great song. I love this song. It's one of the songs with the most creepy lyrics you've ever heard. And my husband has the most perfect idea I've ever heard for either a good SNL skit or what the video should actually be like for this song. It starts out and you just see a man's hand writing in his journal. And he starts out, she's just 16 years old. And he's writing the words as he says it, right? Leave her alone, they say. And the camera is pulling back. And you see that he's sitting in prison. So the fact that that was her prom theme,
how, you guys,
nasty.
How did I not know that those were the words? I had no idea.
Oh, you need
that
to read all of them. Yeah.
Okay. Gross.
And I would wait till the end of time for you. And he'd do it again. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. It's worth it to be in jail.
Uh-huh.
A different Colleen's theme in 1985 was Knight with a K, Knight in Heaven, because her school mascot was the Knights, and the prom song was Heaven by Brian Adams. That's so clever. Leslie's theme was Under the Sea, solid perennial prom choice. And of course, she wore a royal blue, ruffled, shiny, copious amounts of synthetic fabric that probably looked like, you know, like sparkly and shiny and iridescent. Yeah. Tammy, our listener who had the sophisticated black and white custom dress that her grandma had made, and then another girl showed up in the same dress, her theme was Splendor à Paris. Like
That's Kristen's theme. That's Kristen's. That was Kristen's.
Yeah, right.
Kristen's kind of
Splendor à Paris. Mm-hmm. The Pipster's theme was We've Got Tonight.
Oh,
that's awesome, yeah. Right? And she still has the cocktail glass filled with purple feathers. Again,
Pipster,
cocktail glasses.
Where'd you go to high school? Pipster, who are you? You go to Bishop Eustace prep.
And Anne's prom theme was This Could Be the Night. And she says, I imagine that theme was a big hit with a parent.
Kind of like Who's Gonna Drive You Home Tonight?
Yes.
Perhaps the surest way to time travel back to the dance floor at our proms is to hear a song from that memorable night. So whenever I hear Crystal Gayle and Eddie Rabbit crooning, Just You and I,
Just You
I am
and
immediately
I.
transported at that moment to the Sheraton Post Inn in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, where I was dancing to tunes spun by DJ Danny Pellegrino. So I want to ask you guys, did you have a DJ or a band?
Okay, reason number 42 that my prom was not memorable. We did not have a DJ. We had a band. I don't think they played any recognizable songs. Like, they may have played original music.
I don't know
that I danced to a single song.
Are you kidding?
I am not even kidding you. I remember showing up and going, are you fucking kidding me? Like, where's the Michael Jackson? I mean, I didn't think Michael Jackson would be at my prom, but I thought that we would be dancing on the dance floor to Michael Jackson. And I remember these people just being so earnest. Like, they were just singing their hearts out about love, but not to songs that I knew.
Oh, my gosh. We had a DJ, and sadly, I don't remember that we danced a lot. And we loved to dance. I'm wondering if we did and I'm not remembering it, or if we were maybe a little self-conscious in our fancy dresses.
Very.
I don't know.
Yes.
But Lady in Red is the only one I specifically remember. And Lady in Red, because I feel like we didn't dance a lot, because I have this solid memory of dancing with my future husband, who is not my husband. And but also everyone who, all of these stories are often shared. My husband knows all these stories. So, but I remember putting my head on his shoulder a little bit and feeling like, oh, maybe I should, like, but it was like, I was like really nervous, but Lady in Red was playing.
I do have one memorable song that didn't happen at prom itself, but like you, Carolyn, we did do things. It was a tradition to do something the day after prom. And that does have happy memories to it. The day after prom was a big deal. You made plans to go do something that was actually fun. So we went boating on Lake Minnetonka. We purified ourselves in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. And the song that I remember coming out of the boombox on the boat was Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. So great. And I remember just sitting there, and the sun is shining, and we have our swimsuits on, and the water is all sparkly. And I did feel like we were grown-ups, and it felt like I should have a drink in my hand, and that I'm off the coast of Capri or something. It felt like, okay, now I'm playing grown-up. This is working for me.
So our listeners chimed in with some of their memorable songs, and some of those included Almost Paradise from Perfect. Footloose, perhaps my all-time favorite high school song. I love the song. Open Arms by uh-huh. Journey. Oh my gosh, is there a better Perfect. Slow song from mm-hmm. back in the day? I do not think so. Mm-hmm. It was also our listener Kelly's theme, and she was on the decorating committee, and she wrote the song lyrics in calligraphy on a giant roll of bulletin board paper. Oh my gosh, Kelly.
That's awesome.
Do you still have that? If you still have that, you deserve to keep that giant roll of bulletin board paper. That took a long time, I'm sure. Okay, we've only just begun. That's a great song.
That's a throwback unless this was a 70s
prom. It is a throwback. Maybe it's one of our boomer listeners.
And I think that was somebody's prom theme. So love it. Mara says that they had a band. Okay, there you go. And that band was pretty good. Sorry, Kristen.
I know.
But the best dancing actually came during the band breaks
uh-huh.
when they danced to Michael Jackson's Wanna Be Starting Something and some of his other hits.
Mama say, mama say, mama kusa.
So did you have some regular music that played during the band's breaks, Kristen?
I don't know. We didn't stay that long. We're like, let's blow this pop stand. Then we went down to the river flats and like drank wine coolers or something.
Another classic great song, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. We've got You Can't Touch This.
That should be your prom theme.
Parent approved.
Yep.
Okay, Angela's theme and the song she thinks of is I've Had the Time of My Life.
The time of my life.
And how many people run and jump things?
Yes, at prom, does somebody lift your – did That's somebody lift baby up in the air?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Endless Love, yes.
Perfect.
Right there with you. Melanie's theme in 1985 was Purple Rain.
Okay, that seems like such a miss. Why didn't we have Purple Rain? Why couldn't
because
we have Purple Rain?
It doesn't seem mm-hmm. very prom-y to me.
It's purple. Well, it's okay. It just seems like the decorations would be so easy.
Well, lucky listeners, we are going to be making a Spotify playlist that has all of these songs that we've talked about on it. So all of our memorable prom songs will be included on a fun Spotify playlist, and we'll have that link for you in our weekly reader.
So clearly prom is an important milestone in our development as almost adults, whether it was the exhilaration of playing princess, or it was a complete dud, or maybe it was full of shame and rejection. Either way, it left a mark. And here's what I'd like for people to do in honor of their teenage selves. I'd love for you to envision what prom would look like for you today. As an adult, you have full agency to right the wrongs of the past or replicate the joys of the past. Maybe it's an all-pants prom. Maybe there are no husbands allowed. Maybe it starts at 4:30 so you can be in your jammies by 9. Where would you have this prom? What music would you want? We can actually do things like this now. Because we're in our 50s. Maybe it's your next birthday, or maybe you have a big anniversary coming up. The point is, we can now be the teenagers we longed to be back then. There's still time. Thank you for listening today, and we'll see you next time.
And don't forget, you guys, we would love for everyone to see all of those dresses and hairstyles. So please, please post in our Facebook group, the one that's called Growing Up Gen X, which is a fun place that is for all of you, where you can post memories and pictures and links, and a place where we can all connect with each other. I really want to see if some of those dresses.
Same. Yeah.
So please, please do that.
We just feel so grateful to all of you for listening and for sharing. And to those of you who click those stars and leave us such nice reviews on Apple Podcasts, thank you. We have to make sure to acknowledge all of our supporters on Patreon and those of you who have just donated via our website. That support puts the gas in our tank and helps us pay the bills so we can keep on trucking and doing what we love and what you guys love to hear. Today, we're giving a special shout out to patrons Courtney, Tracy, Carla, Felicia, Amy, Allie, Nina, Diane, Sherry, and Lorna. Thank you guys so much.
You. Yes, thank you. Thank you.
In the meantime, let's raise our glasses for a toast, courtesy of the cast of Three's Company. Two good times.
Two happy days.
To Little House on the Prairie.
Cheers.
Cheers.
The information, opinions, and comments expressed on the Pop Culture Preservation Society podcast belong solely to Carolyn, the Crushologist, and Hello Newman, and are in no way representative of our employers or affiliates. And though we truly believe we are always right, there is always a first time. The PCPS is written, produced, and recorded in Minneapolis, Minnesota, home of the fictional WJM Studios and our beloved Mary Richards. Nanu Nanu, keep on trucking, and may the force be with you.
Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing.